Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Blast.
Another edition of the C2P. I am your show host, Beau Marchant, and as always, we appreciate you stopping by as we count down the days to the 2020 NFL Draft, and along that process, we're bringing you the 2020 NFL Draft prospects here on the show every day, the stars of tomorrow. And if you want to listen to any of these guys at your leisure, download them. Apple Music, iTunes, Blog Talk Radio is all opportunities to listen to these live shows. Once again, we're going to be joined with the Dartmouth standout defensive back. He leaves Dartmouth as the all-time leader with 17 picks. He took four of those back for pick sixes, and he also was down at the Shrine Game. All the accolades, All-American, second team, first team. If you think about this guy, you're going to know it comes with success. But that is none other than Isaiah Swann. Isaiah, welcome to the show. How's this afternoon treating you?
Can you hear me, buddy? Isaiah? Well, let's see. We're going to put him back. I'm going to put him back in. Isaiah, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Hello?
Oh, wonderful, man. How's the day treating you?
It's a little crazy right now. Down in Florida, you know, with the virus going on, a lot of things are getting shut down. I actually just had my facility shut down mid-workout, so it's a little hectic for me right now, but I'm making it through.
Well, we appreciate you joining us with everything going on. And it is a weird time, but I start thinking about gentlemen like yourself, anybody that has come on the program that has been able to be to an all-star game. You were at the Shrine Bowl, pro days, combine. I mean, any little bit of extra contact with these scouts, I think from the past few months is such a big boost for you guys now. Let's start with the Shrine Game. I mean, you get down there, you get the, St. Pete, you're at the Tradewinds Hotel. You know what it's like. You were there. You're walking through the hotel lobby, and everywhere you look, there's a table. There's a scout and a player. You probably did it 1,000 times. What was it like, though, just getting yourself acclimated and letting these guys know you as a man, not just the guy that they see on tape?
Yeah, it was definitely a great experience. I went from the CGS game. I guess I did pretty well there. Got promoted up there, and there were just so many scouts. It just seemed like every minute, somebody from some team was pulling you to the side to talk to you a little bit. It just felt really good to get that exposure, of the Ivy League, coming from a small school.
Definitely. It's a priceless commodity if you're going through this draft process and you're able to accomplish what you needed to do. Again, down at Texas Showcase, Gridiron, and then you bounce with this Shrine Game. So, younger days, Pop Warner, was football your favorite sport? And, were you that kid that was gifted, scoring four or five touchdowns every Pop Warner or Pee Wee game?
Yeah, so I started playing when I was five. Football was definitely my favorite sport. Started out with flag, scoring a whole bunch of touchdowns in flag. I was actually not the guy when I moved to tackle. I was more like a tight end kind of guy. I was just blocking, kind of bounced around positions until receiver corner stuck. Went to high school, focused on corner there. It's just always been my favorite sport. I love it.
So I assume that you played a lot of different positions as you went through your collegiate life leading up to Dartmouth. But how did you start to, lean? And I guess how did you start, being put in that defensive back row? Obviously, you excelled at it. But when did you really know that this was your mainstay position moving forward?
It was a funny story, actually, because it was when I was moving up to varsity at my high school, Chandler High School, and I looked at our receiver groups. I wanted to be a receiver, and it's just loaded. Like, we had a bunch of Pac-12 guys. I had Johnny Johnson on the team. I went over to the defensive backs, and my coach Scott, he really, gave me the foundation to play corner, so I really attribute a lot of my success to him. So.
Wow, that's a fan. I mean, that. So, did you guys win state? I mean, how crazy good was your high school team?
Yeah, it was. We were. I think we made it up to like top 10 in the country.
Wow.
We won state my junior year, and then we ended up getting upset at my senior year. But yeah, it was. We had an insanely good high school team.
That man, that's fantastic stuff. Once again, Isaiah Swan, the standout from Dartmouth, doing his thing here, joining us here on the C2P as he gets acclimated to life with everything going on. He's mentioned down in Florida, the facility just got shut down, so he's probably scrambling to find places to work out. For you, where were you working out at? I mean, were you doing some combine-specific prep stuff? Have you been there a long time, or you just kind of been going to different places, just trying to find a place to get your workout in?
Yeah, I've been at XPE this whole time, so it's down in Fort Lauderdale. I've been working with Matt Gates, and Juan is my pro day trainer. I've been working with him every day, super cool, super knowledgeable about all the combine stuff. So I've really just been working that just so I can perfect the drills and really, you know, show out for my pro day.
Awesome. Do they still plan on having it, or?
All the schools ended up canceling theirs, but we're putting – something together with a facility down in Tampa on the 25th.
Okay.
So hopefully everything stays open until the 25th, and then I can run there.
Yeah, that's well. Yeah, hopefully. And like I said, you know, such an important opportunity for you guys. And like I said, you know, a
exactly.
lot of facilities, thankfully, they're rallying, kind of saying, hey, you know what, we're going to put it on ourselves and, you know, videotape it, get the numbers, and, you know, if they want to show up, great. If not, hey,
right,
it's here on tape. You guys can
win. We need an opportunity.
Yeah, that's it. That's definitely right. For you, I mean, I ask all the guys that come on the program, you know, we throw you in that film room, you're with these NFL scouts, these evaluators. What are they going to love about what you bring to the position? Like, what are those intangibles, the hallmark abilities? I mean, and we know you have a knack for the ball, but take us really into side what makes you better than most and why teams should bring you aboard that 53-man roster.
I think the two main things that separate me from everyone else is, one, I've always been an underdog for most of my life. Like, Pee-wee, like I said, wasn't the man in Pee-wee, wasn't the man in high school. So I always just knew how to work as an underdog and find my way onto the field. And, you know, mentally, I don't – like, there's no mental bust with me. I pick up things pretty well, like what you teach me. I can retain, and my work ethic is unmatched. So that's what I think.
I have to say this, too. You must be just very smart, period, because you are in an Ivy League school. So besides on the field, off the field, it's just fair enough to say Isaiah Swan got the IQ, he got the brains and the know-it-all to, you know, be successful both on and off this field. How about this one? Because this is your show, Scout. I mean, and we actually – one of my scout buddies texted me over the weekend. He said the interviews are actually been a big help. You know, not that it's going to get somebody drafted or not drafted, but, you know, just I know guys like listening, but with everything going on around the nation shutting things down, you know, it's kind of been a little bit of an outlet for them to gain a little bit more access. But this is your show. Yeah. I mean, what don't they see on tape that we need to know about? I mean, weight room warrior, film junkie, team captain, maybe the defense you ran. I mean, you could have blitzed more. You could have done this more. I mean, what do these guys need to know about that they won't see on tape that's definitely a big bonus for you moving forward?
I think what they really need to see is that I am a film junkie, like you said. I go in, I watch, you know, every second I can watch film. I watch film on the team, you know, looking at patterns, route concepts, tendencies of the quarterback, of linemen, of receivers, of running backs, of everybody. And then I take it all on Saturday or hopefully Sundays in the future and apply it to my game and apply it to what we're doing that week. I really, really take film study very seriously, and I can pick up a lot of things that help me on game day. So,
now you come across as just a very nice young man. I mean, great attitude. I mean, what's it like playing against you? I mean, you know, you guys are kind of like the divas of the defense. I mean, are you chatty out there, Isaiah? I mean, it's 3rd and 9. I'm lining up against you. I mean, are you saying anything to me, or you just kind of go about your business?
I'm not a big trash talker. Honestly, I go out there and I give compliments. I feel like compliments, you know, like the Andrew Luck route. I feel like that messes with people a little bit more than just regular trash talk. So, you know, you catch a pass, I'll be like, nice pass. Or if you block me, you know what I'm saying, I can't get off the block, hey, good block. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just give them little compliments like that. It messes with them a little more.
Has there been a guy that you've played against where you're like, you know, just say if he catches a pass against you and you're like, nice pass. Is there somebody just so mentally, like, hates the opponent even when you're complimenting, they're still giving you some derogatory statement back?
I've had a couple guys. Mostly on special teams, really. I haven't been any receivers, but special teams I've gotten chirped at a little bit. But, you know, it is
okay.
What it is. It's football.
Yeah, it's football. Like I said, I mean, I talk to hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of prospects. I mean, you know, some guys I know, you know, I just imagine some of the guys that have been on the program, if you're helping them up, they probably want to start a fight. But, you know, everybody's different. How you get through is how you motivate yourself. Do you get comparisons? I know this is a cliche thing, but I know our audience just loves, you know, if they can identify you. I mean, do you get the mom, dad, coaches, teammates say, hey, we're watching the Monday night game, and will we see this guy? This is somebody just that you remind them of?
Play like him, but I wear 25. I have dreadlocks. I get a lot of Richard Sherman, so I always find that funny because he's like 5 inches taller than me. But I don't know. If I were to compare myself to somebody, it would probably be like Brent Grimes. I really like watching Brent Grimes, how he plays. He's more my size, my style of corner. I really like his game. So
I like it too. It's a fantastic corner, mm-hmm. Brent Grimes. Yeah. Again, obviously you're a little bit of a historian. You know, a lot of guys, Brent Grimes, that's, you know, I mean, you're talking stud, but, you know, a lot of guys just, you know, Patrick Peterson, Richard Sherman, after you take Tyrone Matthews off the board, they're kind of scrambling to think about, you know, to think of a name. Hey, we are almost out of time, and we appreciate you joining us, and hopefully everything goes off on cue for the 25th down at XP down there in Fort Lauderdale. And again, a great facility, NFL Combine Prep. The vets come back to train. I don't know how that's all going to play out with everything going on, but nonetheless, one of the top facilities. But with that said, we always like to have some fun. Again, we call it three and out, a few off-the-wall questions. You ready to take a shot with some of those?
I'm sorry, one more time.
We're gonna ask you a couple off-the-wall questions before we let you go, just to have some fun. You ready?
Okay, gotcha.
All right. Now, you're training down at XP. You mentioned all the guys. The next time you go back to the facility, hypothetically, you're going to be the trainer, and they're going to be the trainee. Who are you going to pick to work out, and what workout are you going to put them through? You think you survive it?
No, absolutely not.
I love it. How about this one? Amongst your defensive back guys, your teammates, you know, that secondary unit, who was the biggest jokester and who was the most serious guy amongst the group?
DJ Avery was definitely the most serious. That's my boy, though. I love him. And then Isaiah Johnson, going to be a junior next year. He's definitely the biggest jokester. Another one of my close friends. So, yeah, definitely.
Awesome. And then the final one, you're so close, a month away to find out where you're going to continue your football life. But with that said, I assume that weekend of the draft, April 25th, you're going to be with family and friends awaiting to hear your name called. Who's the best cook in your family, and what would you like that person to have ready as you celebrate that special day?
My mom is the best cook in my family. What does she make? She makes taco soup. I know that sounds kind of weird, but it's like taco meat, vegetable oil. It's like and then like taco like condiments that you put on taco, and then it's like a soup. I know it sounds weird, but it's really good. I promise.
It sounds actually excellent. You know, this is one of the we always used to ask. We always used to ask favorite celebrity date. That was the question we ended all the show on, but we kind of switched it up. It's just so we're not, you know. I'm telling you, Isaiah, every time every one of you guys that come on, like I get hungry at the end of every show and every meal that like one of you guys mentions that mom or dad make or grandma. Like this one, man, this sounds excellent. Like the taco soup. Like I want to be at the Swamp family's house on draft day just to try it. I know, like you said, it's one of those things like taco soup. Yeah. You might have to ship me some. I'm not done with that taco soup story. Just so you know, that's something I might pep you up. I mean, I'll freeze it, pack it. I'll save for the packing, you know, send it. And, you know, but hey, great career. You really, really showed up, man. And like I said, you use this off season, and I love how you mentioned that underdog role. I mean, down at the showcase, that leaped you off to the Shrine game, and you've definitely done yourself a world of good. But that said, stay humble, stay hungry, be safe. Definitely wash your hands, doing everything you got to do. But best of luck on the 25th as well, and we appreciate your time today.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on, man.
No problem at all. Once again, that is Isaiah Swann. And this kid just has a knack for being a playmaker. I mean, you don't accumulate 17 picks. And then he has the versatility, athleticism to bring those back to the house for 4 touchdowns. Those things you just don't make up. And I've been doing this a long time. And there's just certain things, certain characteristics about young men that just make them be that next level guy. And again, I mean, I know he was on the show, but again, I think he has that ability. You guys know I don't throw that out there often, but I really think this is a kid that we're going to really have to pay attention to as draft day closes and we start seeing these guys come off the board and guys signing with teams. I believe he can really be a guy that, you know, makes it to that next level. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us here on the C2P.
This has been a C2P exclusive.